Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank our buddy Anthony for giving me the idea for this show. You know, the last John Wayne movie, I don't know if I'm sure a lot of people saw it, called The Shootist. And the movie was about, he was an old-time gunfighter, and he was on his way out. And, you know, he had cancer, and ironically, that's what the Duke died of in real life, you know. So the local undertaker got wind of it in this town where he was, and he was going to meet all these old gunfighters and shoot it out with them. You know, that's how he wanted to go out. So he goes. This guy who wanted to make money on him, you know, because he knew he was a famous gunfighter and so on and so forth. He says, "Oh, I'm going to give you a great funeral, and we'll have all these people coming around, and you know, I'll only charge $5 a head, blah blah blah, and the tombstone, you know, I'll give you this great tombstone." And Duke said, wait a minute. He says, "Now here's what you're going to do." And he told him what he wanted.
Yeah.
He said, "First, you're going to give me $50. $50 is a lot of money in those days.
Yeah.
You know? And he told him what he wanted on the stone and everything else, and how you know, and he said, "And I don't want anybody coming around and making a monkey out of me."
There you go.
Sideshow, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Point is, his death belonged to him. It was personal, you know.
Right.
And we all know that these agencies and the government don't give a damn about us. I mean, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
So they insult us when we're alive by forcing us to fight for the simple things that we need to function as disabled people, things that are equivalent to so-called able-bodied people, what they need, you know, that we have to struggle for and fight for. And then they come along, and they have the temerity, they insult us by saying that they're going to give us $212 when we die.
I thought it was $250, but
well, I understand it's $212. Now, what can you do with $212?
Can I say something a little vulgar?
Yeah,
right,
hold
your butt
it. Especially
with it.
When you're dealing with a funeral home, a cemetery, or whatever, even with cremation.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You know, it's a damn ass insult the way they treat us, and it just shows you what they think of disabled people. You know, they ought to pay for the whole damn thing.
That's right.
They should pay for everything. After what they put us through, being alive.
That's right.
Yeah.
It costs more to cremate your pet than $212.
That's right.
Yeah, sure it does.
That's right.
Hmm. Now, what would you want to say? Go ahead, say what you want.
What I want to say is that it, you know, costs a lot, you know, of money to, you know, well, basically, not to cremate your pet, but to, you know, do a lot of things when you have a funeral. My dad, when I did my dad, it was like close to $7,000, and that was bare bones.
Of course,
and my dad was in a card. I cannot believe this, in a cardboard box.
No, it costs the average of $10,000 for a basic funeral.
Yeah. Now, what they should do in view of the fact that they don't do a damn thing for us when we're alive, because you gotta struggle to get accessibility and get whatever you need. What they should do is say, hey, look, we're going to give, let's pick a sum. We're going to give $50,000 to your family because we know that they're going through a hard time. It's a loss and all that, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ought to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to remember this person and what they stood for, if anything, and what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let the family have their day, and we'll pay for it. And we'll
if we had the debit card system, you could buy your own life insurance and not have to worry about it.
Oh yeah,
right.
Sure. Well, that's what I mean. You know, you can't buy life insurance when you're disabled. I mean, the good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, you can. In fact, I spoke to my office tonight because Suzanne wanted to know if they did life insurance. So I asked her, I said, do you sell life insurance? Of course we do. I said, well, you know, she's going to call, and we're going to set it up so she could call you and ask. So she said, well, it depends on the person's health and stuff like that. I said, well, this is the person I told you about that helps me with the computer that has almost everything wrong and nothing right. And she starts laughing. So I said, well, she wants something reasonable, but this is her condition. She said, well, we'll talk to her, find out what she wants, and we'll try to get her a quote on something. It is doable. There are companies out there that provide this, what they call whole life insurance, no matter what your no medical checkups, no nothing.
Yeah.
But
what is it called?
We don't know. It's not that expensive for most of it, but we want to find out the realism of what the value of some of these things are and if it's worth it. Because some of these things you see on TV with these commercials, you can't trust them, you know.
Well, you know what the best price is for the disabled? Nothing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
After what we've been through. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about here? $200 a month?
But that's what I say. If the agencies, if we got the debit cards, then that money would be coming from
the
agencies.
Oh, yeah, that's a different
anyway.
System. But the system
and
we have now.
Then you could buy it. And,
of course.
Right now, it's crazy. I mean,
let's take a figure. Let's take a figure. $200 a month, let's say, a policy.
Yeah.
That's a cheap policy, right?
I'm not certain in that field because they go by the month. Sometimes they go by the month. Sometimes they go by the week. Sometimes they go by,
How many disabled people could afford to pay $200 a month out of their little check?
Yeah, right.
Nobody. It's a bunch of bull crap, man. They shouldn't charge us anything if you want it.
I
don't even believe in that stuff anyway.
The insurance I have, I've had since I was 18, and I got from a neighbor, and I'm paying about $135 a year.
$135 a year. Even that's a lot of money to somebody who doesn't have it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's one payment per year, every year, and that's it. I'm not stuck with anything else during the year.
What does that provide, a policy like that?
It's supposed to provide everything that's needed for when that time comes.
You hope. You know, you never know until the time comes, and it all kinds of.
But like I said,
this
was also back when things were a lot more reputable, and my name, a neighbor, you know, someone just a couple of blocks away from me that we knew for years, was the broker, and everyone in town trusted this guy for everything because he was on the level, you know. So I kind of trust what I have is what I need.
Yeah. But disabled people, the way things are today, should not have to pay for that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, it's absolutely ridiculous that we have to pay in life, and then when we die, you know, you gotta pay. I mean, it's crazy, you know. It's just insane that we don't have what we need.
Well, that's the
for
only
our
time
lives.
We're equal. That's the only time we're equal. Everyone has to pay.
Yeah, you're dying to get in. Sorry. Couldn't
well, you know, it's to me, it's a big insult. You know, that they won't help us, give us what's owed us. They owe us for all the misery that we have to go through, all the struggling, all the fighting for the smallest thing. You know,
by the way,
and
we have Charlie Holy.
And then they turn around and I mean, the sum of even if it is 250, I mean, I don't know, it might be. I was told 212, but even that,
it's not enough.
Is horrendous. If you want to call in, excuse me, you want to call in, give your opinion. 213-816-1650, and we're talking about the death benefit that the government offers. And that money doesn't go to the family, right? It goes to the funeral home.
Yes, it does.
Well, it goes towards the burial.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So you right there, you know, that money should go, at least that little amount of money should go to the family.
That's right.
Of the deceased person, not to some funeral home.
I think the funeral home should be free.
You're damn right it should be free. The government should pay whatever bills there are if something happens and you know.
That's right.
You pass
well,
on.
I told you what happened with my neighbor with the wife with the Stony Brook bills. You know, he didn't even think of it. He was still paying this agreement we made with them at this $25 a month on this huge bill that they got stuck with because she didn't know how to apply for Medicaid and they wouldn't help her in the hospital, you know, because of her situation.
So they blamed her.
Yeah, she couldn't understand anything, so they didn't do it. So when she came out, I helped, and that's when I got her the Medicaid, Medicare, and all that stuff. But part of the bill, you know, they still needed paid. So I fought Stony Brook and to the point where I said, either you give them a breakdown where they can afford to pay it or you're getting nothing. You know, I said, which do you want?
Why didn't Medicare and Medicaid pay it?
Because
yeah, right.
it was past the point where they could.
So
they,
why? Who the hell cares?
No, they backpaid.
There's
for
the
a certain
system
period.
Screwing you over again.
They backpaid for a certain period of time, but they couldn't backpay the whole thing because you didn't apply in time.
Nah, they should have paid the damn thing. I wouldn't have paid it. I'd tell them, go fight with Medicaid and Medicare.
Well, I said the
care,
same thing to them, but they
me.
Said no. It's got to be. So I said, well, we're going to work out an agreement that's right for them, or you're not getting a dime because they have no money. They can't afford
it. I wouldn't have given them anything. I'd tell them, I have Medicaid, Medicare. That's what you got. Mm-hmm. You don't want it? Frig you. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
what I tell them. That's what I tell these people.
After she passed, I got back in touch with the hospital, and I told them, I said, why should he be still paying this bill every month if she passed away? Mm-hmm. So
see, people don't believe that the government and the agencies owe us. That's the problem here.
That is.
You know what I did just recently? I was told, I'm not going to mention any names, I was told by someone who deals with it all the time, one of the upper people in this county, don't pay your electric bill.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And they sent me a shut off, and now my electric bill is going to be paid. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Let them do it. They friggin' owe me. 35 years denied a guide dog. Every branch of this freaking ass government owes me for that.
Yeah, but
for
now
allowing
you're, now
these
you're
agencies
moving.
To
now
exist.
You're moving, and you're gonna. Now you're moving, and you're gonna have to start the whole process all over again.
No, I'm not, because my utilities are included.
Oh, no. Good. All of it.
Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
By
they're
the way,
included.
I don't know if you heard me before, but Charlie's holding.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take a phone call. Inner Sight Live. Around the
hey,
world.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. The death benefit for Social Security is $255.
Wow.
What happens is the family gets it, but most times they just use it towards the funeral, but that's
right.
Not a drop in the bucket for funerals cost.
No, actually,
we were
told, and I've seen it on TV, too, that $250 or $255 goes only towards the funeral home. It goes to pay.
My mom got it. But here's the kicker with that. If you're married, you only get it once. Like my mom won't get it now if my dad got it. But the only thing is, when you are disabled and your parents, I would get it because I'm disabled for my mom. But generally speaking, only one spouse gets it. That's even worse.
That's disgusting.
That's ridiculous. Everyone.
$255 is nothing. Why bother give anything?
Each individual.
And then what happens when you die during the month, you owe them back the Social Security check, a proportion of it. Let's say you die the 15th. Stupid. You have to give back half of your Social Security check for that month.
How are
you
supposed
you
to pay it
money?
If you're dead?
No. You
that's
them
right.
Money?
What
yeah,
happens
exactly.
is it's prorated Social Security. And they're paying you ahead, supposedly.
So they even want you to pay if you die.
No, they're not paying you ahead of time. They're paying you per month. Every month you get a check.
Yes, we're going forward, though. Get it in...
that's crazy.
But they're paying you for the following month, going forward.
No, they're not. When you get a check, the next check that comes in, it'll be for December. It'll be on December 3rd or whatever it is, and that's for the month of December. It's not for the month of January.
Of December, right. So it hasn't happened yet.
So it's on the month. It's for the month that you get it. It's not a month ahead.
That's the point. The month didn't happen yet.
Right.
You're making the point I'm trying to make. The month didn't happen.
No,
you're the third.
It's in the month. The beginning of the month. You get your money for the month. December 3rd, the check.
You don't live the month. You don't get it.
It gets deposited.
You're saying it's
your
true.
Account,
you don't get. You don't get it.
For the use of that month. What?
So if you don't make the month, you don't get the money.
Suppose you die. Hold it. Suppose you die on the day you get the check.
Then get the whole thing back.
Is that your check?
No, you have to give it back to them. But what happens is, if you have next of kin, they'll write them a letter or something like that. If you have nobody, I guess then just nothing happens. But by law, it's prorated. Going forward. Joe's saying is right, but it's going forward. If you don't make the whole month of December, you owe X amount of dollars back.
Yeah, how about the guy? How about the guy who died?
The month for the next month.
How about the guy who died? There was a story a few years ago. The guy who somebody died and never told him.
Exactly.
And they kept sending the money.
It was like that movie, Weekend at Bernie's.
Then you owe it back.
The guy to the bank to make a joke about
you know
it.
What happens? You owe it back, Frank. You then owe it overage, and you owe it back, and you owe it back.
Who
with,
owes it back?
My
the person
goodness.
No, it's
yeah, but
Kim. First of all,
no, because you're using the damn check.
And you're
two
years
fraud.
At the same time.
Wait a minute.
It's
if the person dies, if the person dies and this, you know, they're not notified, and they keep sending the money, who owes it?
Whoever's using the money, and that's the kid, whoever's stealing the money.
The person who is using the money owes it back to the government.
What if they're stealing the money? What if it didn't go to somebody? What if
right.
What if the person was a single person?
That's a mistake.
Let's let's say someone like myself, who if I did not say things could go to my idiot sister, you know, which I did, you know, but let's say it happened to me and I'm a single person by myself and I had no one for that money to go to when I passed. Who's going to get that money? It's going to just keep going into the bank. No one's touching it.
It's going to go to the state.
It's not going back to Social Security.
Nope, but it's going to go to the state eventually.
Yeah.
Well, assets will go to the state, but Social Security will go back to Social Security.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but that's Social
Security.
You
have assets and nobody claims them, it goes back to the state.
No, that direct deposit, that check,
the bank
gets
might
direct
send
deposited
it back
into the account.
Yeah, they'll say, what happened to my father, when the death certificate was issued, they immediately stopped his Social Security. My mother didn't even have to report it. It was one, two, three. Once the death certificate was issued, boom, Social Security
stopped. Because it was sent to the bank. What happens if the death certificate isn't sent to the bank?
Well, that's a different story. Then you possibly could get the check still.
No one gets it. It just keeps being deposited because no one's there to use it. It keeps being deposited.
Yeah, but if it's in the bank and there's a death certificate issued, then it will stop. That's what happened with my dad.
The point is, the bank will try and contact you or whatever and investigate something different and they'll figure it out.
They'll say, is so-and-so, blah, 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 deceased.
That could take. That could take forever with some of these corporate banks. You know, if the small bank, I could see them doing it.
No,
right
not
away.
Really. You know how long it took my mom only? It was only a few weeks, that's all.
But you said they
That's not forever.
Things. But you said they got the death certificate.
They got a copy of it.
It was a different case because
your mom was still around. They got a copy of it. They knew that he was
deceased. Right, but you're saying they got it. What about if the bank doesn't get it?
No, I'm saying is, let's just say Mr. X goes to the bank all the time, and a single person, no family, nothing. After a while, the bank's going to see unique activity in the account, and will try and contact the person and investigate, and they'll find out the person passed away.
No, the only thing that the banks generally do...
Well, not the corporate level, though.
The only thing
they don't investigate when you're denied a guide dog, though.
They don't investigate anything else.
No, the only thing that happens with the banks, if your account is dormant for a year, if you don't do anything, if you don't check it, you don't make deposits, you don't make withdrawals for a year, they'll close the account if you don't respond to them. They don't do anything with the money right away. They just close the account. They make the account inactive.
Right.
Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Nursing home transitional program, and you can political information you want to know about legislation, all that stuff. You can give them a call.
All that juicy
right
stuff.
Here, Suffolk County, New York, 631-880-7929, Silo. And Big East, the key to rescue, is on board. Out in Toms River, New Jersey. The number 609-388-7004. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Adopt an Akita. So let's see. We go around the world with Inner Sight. And we're talking about insurance before a little bit. Sutton, SuttonInsurance.com.
Mm-hmm.
Good company to call if you need insurance or any kind of coverage, SuttonInsurance.com. Kennedy Realty, friend of Inner Sight. Buy a house, sell a house. You want to get a house, call Mr. Kennedy at Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. And if you need the printed word, check out Good Mojo, Good Mojo Printers, with our friend Crystal over there. Good Mojo. Go with Good Mojo Printing. 631-666-1010, Good Mojo. And a special message from Inner Sight. Watch out for the children of the world. Take care of them. Protect them. Give them a chance to live. Always remember the two youngsters, Corey Foster and Avanti Oquindo, who got caught up in the system and certainly didn't get what they deserve. Avanti and Corey. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Touro Law School. Some good people over there. And they watched over me, and they still are. Touro. 631-761-7000. And I've been hearing a lot of bad reports about that other place. I won't mention their name. A lot of people have been telling me. I just heard about a disabled person who was put out on the street, who was living in assisted living, put out on the street with a sheriff.
Oh my God!
And Nassau Suffolk wouldn't help him.
Wow!
You said it anyway.
I
said it anyway.
That's good. Yeah.
Just like they abandoned me halfway through.
Oh yeah.
My gosh.
Well, they were nasty.
Yeah.
You know. So go with Touro Law School. Again,
hell
that
yeah.
Number 631-761-7000, Touro Law School. Let's see, around the world, Inner Sight, and we got the Able News.
Yay! Hello, everybody. Able. You guys ready? All right. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 27 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
927 New York, 213-816-1650. And I have the solution to the whole business of this horrible $255 that you get when you die. Fool them all. Don't die. There it is. How are we doing with the petition?
That's it.
And 40% of that belongs to the stockholders.
There
yeah,
you
right.
Go.
That's right.
It dropped off. I'm trying to get it back.
Oh, really?
Maybe people are signing. That's good.
It had gone up, but.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
All right, Inner Sight.
I have it for you.
All right.
Yeah, the system's crazy, really is.
It's coming back up to the top number. We have to give it about a half a minute.
Oh yeah. All right. In the meantime, maybe we'll get a few signatures.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, we are at 75,037.
I bet.
Cool.
Oh, we got a couple. All right.
Yeah,
we did get a couple.
That's a big number, you think about it.
What's that, Charlie?
That's a big number. You think logically about it? 75,000 people. That's a big number.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we may need 75 million to do what we want to do.
Right.
You know?
That'd be cool.
Who knows?
No.
You know what you're gonna what you need, what will impress the politicians before they'll take a stand with us, you know.
Which is crazy. Why do you need to impress somebody?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That just bothers me.
That's what they believe in. So we're giving them what they believe in, and after you give them what they believe in, they'll come up with another excuse.
We'll see, yeah.
You know, guaranteed.
You're probably right, Perino. You're probably right.
All right, inner sight. Don't give me $255 when I die. Give it to the disabled.
There you go.
Donate it to inner sight.
That's right.
Donate it to inner sight. Don't give it to me. I don't want it.
Yeah.
You know? Take what little that little amount of money, donate it to inner sight.
That's right.
Well, you know,
Frank, put that in my will.
Probably you can. But you want to know the least expensive way to supposedly to get buried is the Jewish Orthodox way, because they just put you in a pine box.
Yep.
But
nice.
Suzanne said her, they use cardboard, so that's even worse.
Yeah, it's worse.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, you know, whatever you use, it goes to the same place.
It doesn't matter.
Disintegrates.
Yeah, it goes underneath the ground. Doesn't matter anymore, you know.
So,
I mean, but to use my father's example, it was absolutely horrible. It was horrifying to see him in a cardboard box. And he paid for
people,
all that insurance and never got
it. You know what
it
is? People are taught all these stupid religious things, which to me is ridiculous, because
but
it doesn't matter how you're buried
insurance,
or where you're buried. What matters
is... No, but
what
bothered me.
Everyone's
be,
talking at the same time.
What matters to me is to be remembered, you know, by the Lord. That's the
true.
Most important.
But what bothered me most, and most importantly, is he paid for a damn good life insurance, and he didn't get what he paid for at all. And I mean, not
there
even
you go.
Any
shows
of it.
You this. Yeah. These insurance companies, that's why I don't like this business with life insurance.
Yeah, not even a penny of it, Frank,
ridiculous.
Came to him. And it was a damn, supposedly a damn good insurance. So now,
your mom didn't get the benefit?
Not a penny.
What happened?
And now she doesn't have her part of it, too, and my part of it, too. It was a big family plan, and my part of it is not even there at all.
You
why don't you take
them
to court?
You got
to get a lawyer.
We have to take them to court and get them through the insurance, whatever that insurance thing is.
Do you have the name of the
what
company?
What happened, though, then?
Yes, I do, and I don't know if I should mention it on air because...
No, don't mention
you know,
it on the air, but we could call their corporate office and try to straighten it out.
I'm saying the name of the company. I'm saying there's an insurance board, New York State is an insurance board. How come they didn't pay? What did they say?
There was this guy who was the agent. You know what he said to my pops when he was alive? He said, you have Alzheimer's. I don't want to talk to you. That's what he said.
Well, then you get a different broker.
Well, I think, canceled the policy.
No, I'm about to say, if he says something, if the broker said something like that, you get a different, you call the company and you get a different broker. You tell them.
My mom tried.
Talk.
My mom tried and then found out that the policy was canceled.
Oh, it's canceled. Oh, geez.
So
you should write that in there. You guys should have been in touch with the corporate office of the insurance company and say that this guy did this. Because
he didn't know that he canceled the policy until he was dead.
No, Suzanne, he already said he wouldn't talk to you. He wouldn't talk to the guy because he had Alzheimer's. That's a clue right there. You call the corporate office and you say, I don't want to deal with this broker. He doesn't want to talk to my dad because he has Alzheimer's, and we're afraid we're going to lose the damn policy and go from there before he canceled.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that this guy canceled the policy because your dad was disabled and he didn't want to talk to him?
Right.
Well, that's what she's assuming. That's what she's assuming.
No,
if that's
assuming.
True, you got to kick some
happened.
Ass. Then you got to do something about it.
You got to get that policy number, and we've got to call the corporate office of that company, and we'll get that money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Damn right. I would raise hell on something like that.
And if we don't get the money,
yeah.
we go to Jim or somebody and we take them to court. That's
against
the law.
I don't want to talk to you because you're disabled. What the hell kind
that's
of a thing
that's
is
basically.
I would have been on the phone with the broker. I would have been on the phone with the company right then and there.
Well, my mother
was
for a little while and then gave up because she's been sick.
Yeah, but I would have been on the phone right then and there with that company and saying, this
do you know who helped her?
Refusing to talk to him.
Do you know who helped her a little bit? The funeral home.
Nobody helped her. She got the money.
She got some of it. She got some of it a little, but not enough.
Some of it a little.
Uh-huh.
Some of it. What the hell did
you get?
You just said she didn't get anything.
No, it probably happened. Hold on. They probably gave it a cash value in the policy. They probably gave it a cash value, but not the death benefit.
No, but first
right,
of all,
that's exactly
you just
what
said
did.
She didn't get it. She said you said she didn't get anything, and you said it was a family policy, and no one else
what
has the policy.
A whole life policy accrues interest over the years and money. It adds
right.
up. That's yours.
Oh, yeah.
If you cancel or nothing, that's yours. But the death
right.
benefit you guys didn't get, but you got the cash value.
Right, that's correct. We didn't get
the death benefit.
Suzanne, your voice is all garbly.
It's not an easy situation to talk about.
I don't know if you got what
right.
you're supposed to get. But
that's right.
It's
Frank,
crazy.
You got the answer right on the money. We didn't get what we were supposed to. It was a
that's
damn
good.
How long ago did this happen?
Was
it 3 years now?
No, two.
No, you guys look less than that, right?
I'm surprised you hadn't said anything. We would have taken care of this already.
All right, hold on. Was it a don't say the name of the company, a big company that everybody knows of it? It's the big,
well,
amazing
yes,
insurance company?
A very big company. And they advertise all the time that they're the best life insurance.
No.
There's an insurance board that investigates these things.
Well, I know we should
All these years later, you might not be able to do anything anymore. But
well, my mom's been working on it, but the problem is that they've been, it's like she's talking to deaf ears. They've been avoiding her.
We'll do it. Inner Sight is going to advocate for you guys.
It's really been horrible.
Well, it was canceled. Is that paying the premiums?
We still have the dividends on it, which is good. I'm really happy about that.
Pay the bill. Were you guys still paying it after it was canceled? Or? It was canceled 4 years ago, and she passed away 2 years ago. Were you guys still paying the premium? When it was canceled, the premium stopped, right?
Mm-hmm.
The premium stopped, wouldn't you wonder why?
Suzanne, you're coming to all garbled.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. But
We were trying to.
Yeah, the broker's still in business, you know? The person who you think
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
so
the local?
The broker they were dealing with, she doesn't want to deal with because he told her father off.
Well, you got to see what happened.
You didn't want to accept the payment. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Usually you send the payment to the company, not to the broker.
Either way.
We sent the payment towards the company, but the broker said, there's no account anymore. Why are you sending the payment? And then, company said,
That means he stopped it.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. You should have told me something about this 2 years ago, and we would have been after this so we could get that broker.
Some of the information that my mother was digging out didn't come until about a year after my father died.
The broker canceled the policy on you because he didn't want to talk to your father. That's a clue right there. You don't have to wait for
I had no clue that was the case. The only thing that we had a clue on was that he didn't want to talk to my dad, period.
Which
and
was
that
a
was,
clue right there.
I know
well,
it was,
call
but
right there. You call the corporate office right then and there and said, "This broker is visiting my father, and he says he won't talk to him because he's disabled, because he has Alzheimer's. He won't talk to him, and we want somebody else because we don't want to."
That's horrible. That should have been in the newspapers.
Cancer. Yes,
yeah, no.
This would I would have had this on News 12 and everywhere else.
I know.
Damn right.
We have
but that happened before I knew you guys. The him not talking to my father. That happened way before.
Oh, come on. Is that long ago?
That he talked to my father that way, yes. But that was...
Oh, come on,
then,
Suzanne. And none of you guys did anything about it? So your policy was canceled that far back?
It was like about, I'd say, a year or two before we knew you guys. That was about it.
And that policy
right.
was canceled that far back, so he had no one there had anything to rely on, and you had no, and you didn't do anything about it.
We had no clue that it was canceled.
As soon as the broker said that he didn't want to talk to your dad, you should have done something about it.
We should. We would have if we knew that he canceled it, the jerk. Then we would have done something about
listening.
It.
You're not listening.
Stay calm.
I am listening to
your
saying that because he didn't want to do anything.
As soon as your father was told that by the broker that he would not talk to him because he had Alzheimer's, you guys should have been on the damn phone with the corporate office.
He probably canceled it because he was in a nursing home, too.
No, he wasn't at that time.
He wasn't in a nursing home.
He wasn't. He was in my mom's...
He had no right to cancel that policy.
Right.
That's correct.
As soon as that statement was made, that call should have been placed right then and there.
He said to my mom these exact words. He said, "Why isn't he talking to me?" That was the first thing he said. And he goes, "He has Alzheimer's. I can't give him a policy. I can't talk with him."
He already had the policy. You told me that they already had the policy.
Yes,
so
he did.
So that was a clue to call up right then and there.
Then he never said anything that he was going to, take the policy that he had away.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He said, "I can't give him a policy."
Wait a second. Let me finish. Then the stupidity about this is that he still had the dividends on the freaking policy going. So they took the policy away, but the dividends were there.
Right.
Go figure that one out.
He said clearly, "I cannot give you a policy because he has Alzheimer's." That was the key right there to call up that
when
company.
When he already had a policy.
Right.
Right.
And call
up
that company.
And he already was clear.
Him.
He never had any issues with him in the past with him having a policy. You know, why is he giving him problems now?
But that's why you should have called the company right then and there because he was doing something shady.
It's easy to say after the fact now. They'll try to bottom of it and possibly fix it. What I'm saying is, do your dad have the Alzheimer's? Did he have that?
He had it, yes.
That's what happened. Maybe the broker wanted to speak to your mom or you and not him because he couldn't understand it possibly. But for a broker to cancel the insurance, the policy made no sense because he gets commission on it, already canceled for. He gets residuals every year.
As soon as he said, "I am not going to give him a policy because he has Alzheimer's," that was the clue right there that he was taking it away.
Had a policy.
Yeah, no.
A
but
new
that
policy
was the clue right away that he was taking it out.
Yeah.
But the thing
was you going
is
for a new
that
policy or you had a policy?
We had a policy. We had
the fact that he said, I'm not giving him a policy because he has Alzheimer's was the clue to say, "I'm taking
the
policy away." Yeah, but that was
a new policy if
you
had that,
because
you're not insurable. I'm not insurable now, my heart.
No one's understanding this. I don't know why everyone's brain dead about this.
I understand it, Joe.
Well, the question is now, hold it. The question is, what, if anything, can be done about it now?
Well, what she has to do, if she has the name of the broker and she has the policy number and everything, we could call the corporate office and we could try to go right up to corporate management and tell them what happened here and that the whole family's policy was terminated against their will.
Nice.
And because
first of all, you need a letter of give you permission to speak to somebody. I do this all the time.
If Suzanne is on the phone and we're on a three-way call, a lot of times they accept the permission over the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We could do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and the fact is here, pretty much everyone in that family is disabled.
Yeah.
He was disabled. Suzanne is disabled. Mom is disabled. So, you know, if it comes down to brass tacks and they say, well, because he was disabled, they wanted to speak to someone else in the family. Well, every other family member is disabled, too, and the policy was there. He had no right removing it. And if you don't fix it, we're taking you to court.
That's right.
What I would do is, first of all, go to the broker and see why it was canceled, what reason, and when. And then
that broker I would not speak to if you gave me $1 million. I would punch him first.
We're not going to talk to that broker.
We're going to tell
the corporate office who the broker was.
Yeah, I would not talk to him. Because what he did to my father, you would do to nobody. Worst enemy. He would do it to a dog. Seriously.
I wouldn't do it to the agencies.
Hey, don't stop my dog.
You wouldn't do to a dog. You wouldn't do to an animal. You wouldn't do to anybody, Frank.
Like I said, I wouldn't do it to the agencies.
Hey, Charlie, we're going to take another phone call.
If you need anything, call me. I deal with this type of stuff a lot.
Okay.
No, the pit bull's going to straighten this.
You, sweetie.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
In a site live around the world, 213-816-1650. Let's take another phone call. Regina on Inner Sight.
I hope you're live.
Hello.
Hey, Regina. How are you?
Okay, you. Did you go on the show, Suzanne?
The show? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the talk show. Frank.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
Yeah. Well,
we enjoyed ourselves.
Well, good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Excuse me, Regina, you're a little muffled. Are you covering up the phone?
No, it's my cold, probably.
Aww. She has a cold.
Well,
I hope you
it's
feel
really
better.
From allergies, ragweed season.
Oh,
a lot
really?
Of people get
it. I hate that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It feels like a cold.
You should make this ginger tea that'll clear that all up.
Yeah.
I made it already, Joe. It's good.
Yep. You have a grocery right near you, Regina?
No, it's down the road. Nothing right here.
You should go. What you need to do is you need to go and pick up a piece of fresh ginger.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Either a lemon or an orange. A head of scallions. Okay.
Really?
You come home, you either peel the ginger first or wash it off really good. You can keep the skin on if you wash it first. Slice it into nickel-sized pieces. Use the heads of a bunch of scallions. Put that in a pot with some either lemon rind or orange rind. Fill the pot up with water, you know, about a quart pot, 2-quart pot, whatever you have. You boil it, and then you let it simmer until it gets a little dark in color. Then you strain it, and you drink it. If you want, you could even eat the ginger afterwards. It's very strong, but you could eat it.
Yeah, if they let it. If,
but,
you
never heard
if,
of that.
They let, hold it. If they let her do that in that place.
Yeah, she loves to cook, I believe.
You're allowed
right.
to cook from there?
Yeah, I always cook.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It takes one pot.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but you boil, and you drink it warm. You don't drink it cold. You drink it hot, like a hot tea. And you'll notice in no time your sinuses will be clear.
Oh, wow. Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I'm drinking it now.
It's great.
My grandfather back in the day used to eat Vicks, and they used to put it over a steam pot. Yeah, back in the day. I'm talking about way back, the old-fashioned. I said, are you kidding me, Vicks? But you breathe it in with the steam over a pot and a towel over
here.
Well,
yeah, but eat it?
You use a vaporizer.
Yeah.
And you put the Vicks vapor rub in the
yeah, but he was eating it.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're not supposed to ingest that.
No way.
You know, unless they were telling their stories back then, but
yeah,
I know
little,
you put it.
There was a little tiny cup on the top of the vaporizer. You put the Vicks vapor rub in there, and you let the steam penetrate the Vicks. And
eat it, Joe?
No,
just
eat it.
Hey, Regina. We're talking.
Hold it.
We're talking about the little death benefit that you get from Social Security, $255. How it insults a person.
Oh, yeah. Don't know about it.
Disabled. Are you aware of that?
No.
Yeah, $255 is all they give you.
What is?
When you die.
When you die.
I heard
they pay for your funeral if you're on SSI, but only $2,000 you can have in the bank. But I don't know how that goes either. It's the stories I hear.
No, they don't use any of that. They don't use any of that. They just Social Security only allows $255 to go towards your funeral.
Yeah. That's what you get.
I didn't know that.
Well, you better not die anytime soon.
Well, I'm not on that, so it's a little different.
Well, you're on Social Security, aren't you?
Yeah, but not.
Yeah, it's only $200.
$255.
Yeah.
So you know, we submit that it's a gross insult to do that. You know, in view of the fact that they owe us for all these stupid programs that we have to fight to get, you know, and you in the situation now where you're paying all that money over there and you're trying to get an apartment.
Yes.
You know?
You know what we recommend?
Mean,
anyone that's getting that 255 that's disabled, sign it over to InterSight. We can do more with it.
Yeah,
someone
right.
just died over it. Died in the hospital that was living here. It's like 55 years old. That's young.
Oh.
I don't know of what. Yeah.
Wow. That's
and,
young, man.
What
I was talking to Regina Carroll that works with Silo, and she said she was all drugged up in the nursing home. She wants to come home for the holidays, but they don't want her to be alone. And I says, well, be careful, you know. Cause,
well, she's waiting for AIDS.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Well, but, if she gets her healthcare AIDS, she can go home.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, you know, what it entails or what she has.
As soon as you go into the hospital, you wind up going out the back door instead of the front door.
I don't want that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of why I sold my house.
They were supposed to get her an aid. You know, look how long it's taking them.
Because they're not the damn
system.
Yeah, because she can't just go to the agency. She can go to the agency, but then the agency has to go to the stupid social worker.
Yeah, but listen, when I had my house, and me and my ex worked for that house, and we worked, I worked for state, and then when I got divorced and my mother died, I sold the house because I didn't want to take over because I wasn't working at the time, and that's what they do. You can stay in your house, but they take over, and I'm saying, all those years I worked, I'm going to just hand it over to state when I want it to be for my kids or whatever, or my grandkids, and in one way, it was a good thing to sell because at that time I didn't have a job. But
hey, Regina, let me ask you something. When your mom died, do you know or do you remember who got the $255?
Oh God.
Oh, well, my mother told it. I don't know, but you want to hear something funny? There's $10 that she had in a bank account, but you have to claim it. You have to write to them.
Oh God.
But someone write to Yeah. And my sister goes, are you going to split it six ways? And it's a good question that you said that, because I was a beneficiary, and I had up to 7 years to claim, and that's when I was in a nursing home. Now, isn't that a little ironic?
Yeah, when you're in a nursing home, you have no rights to anything.
That's right.
No. But what I'm saying is I'm the oldest. I was grieving the most. I don't know if I should say the most. And I was close to my mother, and I was a beneficiary on everything. And
right,
lo and behold, I had up to 7 years, and all this nonsense went on, and I ended up in a nursing home. To me, it seems like a catch-22 somewhere, somehow. I don't know.
So did you ever get any benefits?
I don't understand how you got put into the
nothing.
Nursing home, and everybody else,
everyone's talking,
you know,
at the same time again.
I got my genealogy. 7 years later, somebody sent me my genealogy, said they couldn't find me. I said, what do you mean you couldn't find me? I was in the telephone book. So who knows? You know.
Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
But you know how family can be when, whatever size, how they can be. My brother says, oh, even if you get $1,000, why don't you? I said, that was an aunt. What's an aunt got to do with our mother? I don't know. But I have a funny feeling somebody got something. A lawyer told me, Sybin and Sybin. He said you had up to 7 years to claim. I don't know what made him tell me that. But somebody must have got something. Somebody did. Somewhere, somehow.
Hey, let me remind everyone. Television tonight, 11 o'clock. 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, tonight at 11.
Yeah.
And it goes on to the internet, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Friday night, our program on 115, 8 o'clock Friday night.
We were also
so
on this morning at 12:30, weren't we?
This morning, 12:30, on Channel 20.
Yeah.
I don't know what show they had on, but for all you night owls, inner sight at night. All right. Yeah, so don't give me $255. Give it to inner sight. I don't want the damn money. I don't want it to go to no damn funeral parlor. You know?
He just wants to be buried in his backyard.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise in the
did.
Background over there.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe that's what they did. It went to the funeral parlor. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't believe in
that's
funeral
horrible.
Parlors. I don't believe in cemeteries. I don't believe people should make money on the dead. I think
that's
the money
horrible.
Should go to the living who need it.
Mm-hmm.
Dead people don't need money.
That's my aunt bought a mausoleum for herself. The old Italian.
Oh,
we're going to go in the mausoleum. And she
yeah.
gave
for
everybody
what?
Something.
What are you going to do in it?
I don't know, because I haven't been there, but I'm not going to open it.
Yeah.
And she gave everybody something, all the nieces and nephews. That was very nice. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Jesus was buried in a very simple way, you know, with a stone over him.
Yep.
You know, in the tomb, I believe it was. That's how they used to do it. You know.
Yeah.
But it didn't cost anything.
Mm.
All right, inner sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all the callers, Joe, engineer, Suzanne, co-host, all our callers, and tomorrow night's subject to be announced. Don't forget to sign our petition. Change.org. Make a difference. Help us get those rights in connection with service dogs.
Yeah.
And for you people in the background, we hear you live on Inner Sight.
That's right.
Thank you very much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night live. Friday night we got the Follies. Don't forget about that. We'll have some fun with this. I think I'll do a show. I'll do something on the $255.
Yeah. Well, it'll
be
our last show for a while, Frank. It'll
yeah,
be our
right.
Last live show for a week.
Next week I'm on
That's
vacation.
Right. That's
so
right.
I.
All of us.
All right.
Well,
thank you very
you're
much.
You're not on vacation. You're on the move.
Inner sight means freedom.
Too.
Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.